Budget cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps, led to the new fees. That means stores will start paying to rent or buy the debit card machines and pay transaction costs on EBT purchases. Clara Olivares owns a small market in the Point Breeze neighborhood. She says she's unhappy, but she will have to pay the fees.
Like 25% of my sales are EBT. It'd be dangerous for me if I just cut it off. But the thing is, this before, you weren't paying nothing, zero. And now you're going to pay $75 a month. That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Tom Lees Jr. owns a corner store in Roxborough. He says the fees coupled with a changing neighborhood were enough for him to stop accepting EBT.
Where I am, it's more a college town now. Mom and pop coming in to get the half pound of bologna, the 2-liter Pepsi, and the loaf of bread. I don't have that type of customer anymore. Now we have 4 young men. They're all getting like 4 hoagies. The people that are using the EBT, they have left my area.
In Philadelphia, there are more than 1,500 corner stores. Many serve areas with limited access to full grocery stores. Lee says his few remaining EBT customers are elderly.
So Mrs. Havener will probably get her daughter to take the EBT card to the store and buy her what she needs. Barbara will probably take the $35 up to the Acme. And Mr. Miller will probably wait till he shops with his son like once a month and bulk buy. So that's what will probably happen.
For Newsworks, I'm Kyrie Greenberg.